गणानाआन्त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनशृण्वन्नुतिभिः सीदसादनम् ॐ महागणपतये नमः। ॐ श्रीदक्षमूर्तये नमः। ॐ सद्गुरुभ्यो नमः। Just sit for a moment to settle. Let all the activities of the day subside. The rushing around is over. Nothing to do. But just sit quietly with oneself. Take a couple deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. The body sits relaxed. Steady. The head and neck and back aligned. Like a relaxed breathing statue. If the body is tense, just place your attention there and it will relax. If the mind is whirling, that's okay. It will come back. I have nothing to do right now, but just be with myself. The prana breathes. Gently bring your attention to the in-breath and the out-breath, the sensation at the tip of the nose. In and out. The heart pumps, food digests, the respiratory system functions, the pranas do what they do. The jnanendriyas, the senses, might hear a sound, the sound of my voice, might feel the touch of the chair. The karmendriyas are resting. No action. The antakarna, the inner instrument, the mind, the memories, the emotions, uncertainties, recognition, choices, decisions, random associative thinking, the sense of individuality. All of these come and go. This mind I have a relationship with this mind, with this antakarna. As I do with others in the world, I can choose to befriend this mind. One can be a friend to the mind. I need not be afraid of what the mind says, of what it's feeling, of what it's remembering. I can befriend the mind with great compassion and ask it its secrets fearlessly. And the mind need not fear me. Just as I learn to not judge another by their particular state, a person's anger or jealousy or sadness or even happiness do not define that person. I approach a friend who's in need with an open ear, an open heart, an open mind, inviting trust, inviting intimacy, inviting truth-telling. So too with my mind, I approach with utter compassion, inviting trust, inviting truth. I need not judge. I need not condemn. I can guide. I can listen. Just as a friend sometimes just needs to talk, so to my own mind needs a compassionate, wise confidant. With whom it can be totally honest, can totally trust, and can feel enveloped by love. I can be that to my own mind. I need not judge. I understand. And I can offer guidance and understand when that guidance is not followed as closely as I might like. Compassion. It's all in the order. One's emotional life, one's emotional knots, the habits of the mind, that's all functioning according to Bhagawan's laws. I do not fear my emotions. I am not threatened by any thought, by any feeling. They come and they go. I can choose to entertain, to correct, or just to let go. All with unconditional acceptance and love. Because I am, I am love and acceptance. Satchitananda Swarupaha Atma. Asangoham 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 Shanti, shanti, shanti. May open your eyes slowly.